The Center for Educational Technologies at Wheeling Jesuit has developed a website to help students learn about the possible impacts of volcanoes on climate change. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Carrie Brown reports.
The website Exploring the Environment is designed for middle and high school students and teachers. The site was created in 1996, but it's being upgraded with new learning modules and pictures. Chuck Wood of the CET is the lead scientist on the project. He studies volcanoes and says some can act as an air conditioner for the Earth.
In the stratosphere, the sulfur dioxide makes small little droplets that intercept rays of sunlight. These sun rays would normally go straight through the atmosphere and hit the ground and warm up the surface of the Earth. But when there are these little droplets in the upper atmosphere, they block those rays of sunlight and reflect them back into outer space. And so the Earth gets cool.
Wood says the Earth may cool by half a degree or more after volcanic eruption, and in local areas it might cool 2 to 3 degrees. He says that may not sound like a lot, but the change can have a major impact on weather conditions.
I did a study after a volcanic eruption in 1790s in Iceland. And that volcanic eruption put so much sulfur dioxide in the atmosphere that it snowed all across the southern United States in the following winter. And ice flows came down the Mississippi River and jammed the harbors at New Orleans. And ships sailing on the Gulf of Mexico came across huge flows of ice that were floating there. George Washington was kept inside his house, Mount Vernon, for over 6 weeks because the snow was too deep to get out. So a small change in temperature can have very large local effects.
Wood says the climate impact from a volcanic eruption only lasts a couple of years. Not every eruption affects climate change. Wood says each year about 60 volcanoes erupt, and most of them are small. The effect on climate change depends on how much sulfur dioxide the eruption produces and how high the plume reaches into the atmosphere. For example, Wood says the Mount St. Helens eruption in Washington State in the 1980s made no difference in climate change because it was too small. Lori Ruberg is the principal investigator on the project. She says the website is growing to include other aspects of climate change using NASA data and images.
They're looking at what is happening in the climate. Are the ice caps really melting? Well, we can pull up the images that show 10 years ago the size of the ice cap, then yesterday the size of the ice cap. And we can show them how to measure that. We can show them how the tools that are used by scientists to indicate the changes, and also to quantify it.
Ruberg says one of the project's goals is to help students approach a controversial subject like climate change using scientific research. She says it helps students develop the skills to present a position and defend it with data. Curriculum writer Tammy Shiplett was a high school science teacher before joining the project. She recently demonstrated the upgraded website at the West Virginia Science Teachers Association conference in Wheeling. She says the website is a valuable tool for educators.
It causes the student to be the one responsible for the investigating and the learning. The teacher is no longer dictating the information. They're facilitating the learning. They're providing the student the materials and the skills necessary to master concepts, which then the students apply to real life situations to problem solve and use critical thinking and come up with a real solution.
The new version of Exploring the Environment website will be released by mid-December. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Carrie Brown in Wheeling.